Hey guys. I just kind of want to give some of my thoughts on the new document that was put out by Pope Francis, effectively suppressing the Latin Mass, and it's really not doing much for groups that were formed specifically for the Latin Mass, like the FSSP and different ones, and of course the SSPX probably could care less. They're just going to do whatever they want to do. And I just kind of wanted to give some of my thoughts. This is really off the top of my head. I haven't really prepared anything. I'm not even using my mic. I'm just kind of using my phone and talking into it. But I'm not going to read the document or anything like that. There's plenty of videos out there. Taylor Marshall, Anthony from Return to Tradition. I know he did. That's the one I listened to. And there's just some a few things that I do want to touch on, but. Overall, I just want to say that I really think that this is going to backfire on Pope Francis. I think this is a huge mistake because all that's going to happen is the diocesan masses are going to start disappearing and those people are going to go to the SSPX. That's what's going to happen. The SSPX is going to grow as a result of this. And they really need to, really, what this is a response to Pope Francis has made several comments over the last year or so about how young people are so rigid and they like this Latin Mass and all this stuff. And so this is his way of trying to reverse that. Well, that's not going to happen. Okay, there's a reason why people are leaving the Novus Ordo Mass, the new Mass from the 1960s, what I call the hippie Mass or the groovy Mass, as Taylor Marshall calls it. And the reason is because it's boring. It was designed to cater to the likes of a very specific generation, the baby boomer generation, which quite frankly is a degenerate generation. I mean, what audacity to take the Latin Mass that's been around for 1800 years and say, well, we want something that fits us. I mean, that's typical of that generation, by the way. But if they're going to do that, then you're going to have to keep doing it because each generation is going to have different tastes. So, I mean, at least the Protestants understand this, that they have to reinvent themselves every so often to keep the young people coming, you know what I mean? But we didn't. We designed it for the baby boomer generation. They're still in charge of the church and they want to keep it. They want everyone to go there. And I'm going to make a video on how the new Mass and Vatican II are destroying the church. Now, what you're not going to hear from me, you are not going to hear that the new Mass is invalid because it is valid. Okay, the reason I know it's valid is because the Catholic Church says so. And you're not going to hear that Vatican II is invalid because it's not invalid. It's valid, and I know this because the Catholic Church says so. But we can no longer ignore the problems that have been caused by the Second Vatican Council and the new Mass. And the problem is an exodus from the church. Okay? The biggest and large and fastest growing denomination in America is ex-Catholic. You know, I have kids and they grew up in the Novus Ordo Mass. They all left, every one of them. Okay? And I've started going to the Latin Mass more. I don't go very all the time, but when I do, I go to the diocesan one, and I don't know what's going to happen to that. If it goes away, I'm going to start going to the SSPX, and that's all that's going to happen. But what he's excuse me. What he's done is he's effectively reversed Pope Benedict XVI's motu proprio Summorum Pontificem, which forced the bishops to make the Latin Mass available to the faithful that wanted it. And that was a brilliant idea because if you wanted before this, if you wanted the Latin Mass, you had to go to the SSPX. So that to me was a great thing. Well, again, Pope Francis learned, hey, wait a minute, this is growing too much and everyone's leaving the new Mass and we don't want that because, by gosh, we're the baby boomer generation and we get what we want. And so he's decided to get rid of that at the diocesan level. It's really not going to affect the SSPX. And even if they tried to tell them, you guys have to do this, they're going to say no. I mean, they've been saying that for decades. So, I mean, there's nothing they can do about the SSPX. But even like the FSSP and some of the others, it really doesn't affect them. It's just the diocesan. At the diocesan level, one, it gives the bishop permission to basically get rid of it if he wants to. But even if he does want to keep it going, they can't do it in churches. They have to find another place off site. which I think is completely ridiculous. Now, Pope Francis is the Pope, not me. So we got to do what he says. We don't have to like it, though. We don't have to like it. And then it also says that any seminarian that comes out of seminary that wants to start doing the Latin Mass has to not only get permission from his local bishop, but then also get permission from Rome, which is never going to happen, basically. They're basically trying to destroy the Latin Mass through a generation of not having anyone be able to say to them, well, eventually there's nobody who knows the Latin Mass, and it'll just die out. Well, that's not going to happen. All that's going to happen is it's going to drive people like me who enjoy the Latin Mass. Maybe I don't go all the time, and I don't. I do the Novus Ordo more than I do the Latin Mass, but I enjoy the Latin Mass. They're going to drive us to the SSPX and these other groups. And those groups are going to grow, and the church is going to continue to shrink and die. But then we knew this was coming. I mean, to me, this is just one more proof of all these Catholic prophecies that I've been talking about how the church is going to look virtually dead. Well, here we go. Here we go. This is one of the ways this happens. So, anyway, I just wanted to do a little rant on that. So, until my next video, God bless.